Media outlets in Russia are taking a triumphant tone today, but there's some confusion on the news in Ukraine after Kiev took a $15 billion financial lifeline from Moscow. Not exactly what the thousands of Ukrainians out in the streets wanted to hear. They've been protesting their president, Viktor Yanukovych's decision to suspend trade talks with the European Union. The protesters were more interested in a future that is tied with the West than with the East. But Ukraine was getting dangerously close to a national default and needed money. BBC correspondent David Stern joins us from Kiev. And David, what would motivate President Yanukovych to make this deal?
Well, there's two possibilities, I guess you could say. There's the possibility that this is a turn, in fact, towards the East, towards Russia, or it also could be another attempt to balance East against West, as he's been trying to do up until now. There's no question that this was a major deal with Russia. The only difficulty right now is knowing exactly what the deal entailed. We know that Ukraine received $15 billion in loans. The Russians agreed to buy Ukrainian bonds. And the Ukrainians got a discount in their gas price, which about 30%, which amounts to about $5 billion. But we don't know if Mr. Yanukovych promised anything in return, and if he did, what exactly that was.
How are the people in the streets of Kiev reacting to this?
People reacted pretty badly last night. There was a swell in the number of protesters on Independence Square, which is where these demonstrations have been taking place. It's the epicenter of this protest movement. But it wasn't as big as some of the crowds that we've seen over the weekends. But there is a chance that they will hold yet another demonstration this Sunday or perhaps Saturday, and we might even see bigger crowds than we had previously seen.
The other question here is, what is in it for Russia? It doesn't seem like a great economic deal because Ukraine is still in dire economic straits. Obviously, there are a lot of political benefits for Russia having a stronger hand in Kiev, but do we know more about why President Putin was interested in this deal?
Well, President Putin has been interested in creating this Eurasian economic space. There's a customs union. And most observers think that the thing won't work unless Ukraine is on board. So, again, we don't know what exactly was in this agreement. But at the very least, President Putin has gotten Ukraine to stop talking about an association agreement and trade agreement with the European Union.
Does that mean that the trade deal is off?
That's a good question. One would presume yes. However, the EU has said that the deal is still on the table. The problem is that Ukraine doesn't seem all that interested. And it is especially because the EU is demanding wide-ranging political and economic reforms, which it must be said Russia isn't.
Well, what is the next step here? Because this deal with Russia will only get Ukraine right up to where it needs to be to avoid a default. But I assume soon they're going to need more money.
Right. This is just enough to get the Ukrainians through. They have around $18 billion in loans due next year. So that $15 billion, and some of those loans they owe to Russian banks. So that loan of $15 billion will get them close enough that they won't have to default or declare bankruptcy, as many people thought they might. But yes, then what do you do after that? The economy is in recession, second time in 5 years. Their major exports of steel are very, very low. And so Ukraine has a lot of other issues that it needs to address. But apparently what President Yanukovych was most concerned with was a complete economic disaster, because he is facing re-election at the beginning of 2015. So just over 1 year. Next year will be an election year. So he's in a very difficult position. And you're absolutely right. The next year doesn't necessarily mean that they're out of the woods yet.
David, last week we spoke with an opposition leader in Kiev who said that the United States deserved praise because Secretary of State John Kerry had just expressed his disgust at what the police were doing when they were trying to clear protesters out of Independence Square. I imagine the United States is not very happy with the result at this point.
Right. The White House has already said that they do not believe that this Ukraine-Russian deal will address the concerns and the desires of the people in the square, who obviously do represent a significant portion of the Ukrainian population. Whether it's a majority, it's not clear. Different polls that have shown either more than 50% or less than 50% support the deal with the EU. But nevertheless, the Americans are backing the ones out in the square. We had John McCain here. Right. And he spoke to the crowd on Independence Square, an enormous crowd, 200,000 people, and got a rapturous welcome. They chanted at him, "Thank you, USA," which, to be honest, we don't hear that often these days.
David Stern of the BBC joining us from Kiev, Ukraine. David, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Funding for Here and Now comes from GEICO, offering a variety of insurance products, including auto, renters, boat, and motorcycle. More at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO.